scores!
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
This has been really, really good. Like, really good. Congratulations to all my fellow inductees. It's truly been an honor to be included with this incredible class. And I've really enjoyed listening to all you guys. Thank you. The last time I was here in the hall, here in the Hockey Hall of Fame, I was attending the wedding of a teammate, Brent Burns' parents, Rob and Gabby. Little did we know, and I don't think Burnsy ever knew until he actually got married, that his parents were never married. So we fly into Toronto one day, and he said, "Hey boys, let's go watch my parents get married." And let me tell you, we rocked so hard that night, I didn't think I'd be invited back. But here I am, and this time, I stay forever. As long as I could remember, my year consisted of going right from road hockey right to the backyard rink. So there was only one season for me. It was hockey season. I was Gordie Howe. I was Bobby Orr. I was the great one. I was Johnny Bower. I was the magnificent one. I wanted to be Pat LaFontaine, Cam Neely, Eric Lindros, Stevie Yzerman, and so many more. So I want to thank to all those greats for setting the bar and creating a dream inside of me. That dream was made. On Crescent Ave in a 1,200 square foot house that my mom and dad built, and they still live today. Wynne and Mary, my parents, you are the beginning, the middle, and the end of my story. And that house, you raised us on Don Cherry's Rock'em Sock'em hockey videos, knee hockey in the basement, and you provided so much for my older brothers, John and Alex. At a young age, I instantly fell in love with the game of hockey. It taught me the importance of brotherhood. It taught me the importance of friendship. Once I started playing minor hockey in St. Thomas, there was a coach that made a huge influence in my life, and his name was Brian Muscat. Thank you, Muskie. And for the record, you enhanced my vocabulary, because I learned a lot more four-letter words from you, so thank you. Rick Smith, you allowed me to join the South by Sox, our summer team, and you made me realize how good I could become. These early memories are the big reason why hockey became my life's passion. You made it fun. For that, I thank you. I was lucky enough to play Junior B in my hometown of St. Thomas for the Stars, and it was a huge deal for me. I remember the old Memorial Garden, packed with fans, and fast forward to today, I go there. With my son. And I get to skate with his buddies at an arena called the Joe Thornton Community Center. Locals just call it the Joe. And River, it's pretty darn cool. And from there, I go off to arguably one of the best OHL teams, the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. I played there for 2 years, and I want to thank Dave Mayville, Dr. Chinook. My time there helped me get drafted first overall to the Boston Bruins. And wow, that was another dream come true. My first couple of seasons in Boston were quite difficult. It was a hard transition from the OHL to the NHL for me. But midway through my second year, I kind of found my footing. I remember how strong the Bruins alumni was, and how I was instantly accepted by them. Bobby Orr, Wayne Cashman, Jerry Cheevers, Ken Hodge, Derek Sanderson, and Tommy Johnson. Everyone was just so kind to me. They golfed with me, had lunch with me. Tommy had to be a man. Wayne Cashman, we still talk weekly. It's always the highlight of my week. I love you. But there was no one bigger than during my time with the Bruins than Johnny Busick. As a young kid, 18 years old, the Chief really took me under his wing, and he helped me through my first few years. Chiefer, you taught me how to get back to the game that I love. And to all my teammates I had in the 7-plus years in the Bruins, Glenn Murray, Nick Boynton, Andrew Raycroft, Jason Allison, Donnie Sweeney, Dave Alt, so many more. You made my years in Boston memorable. Thanks for being great teammates. The Bruins thought it was a good idea that I stay with the family for the first year. It went so well, actually, to stay there for three. To the Hines family, I love you. To the people of Boston, you were so good to me. Thank you. We had a work stoppage in 2004, but I couldn't stay away from the game. So I headed over to Davos, Switzerland. I went over there with the 20-year-old Rick Nash, and we instantly hit it off. We fell in love with the city of Davos. Fell in love with the mountains, and we had the time of our lives. We were introduced to maybe the most passionate hockey man that we ever met, Arno Dokurto. Arno, thank you for showing us the love, passion, and commitment that you have for the game of hockey. In 2005, I was at dinner with my parents and my girlfriend when I got a phone call and I was told I was traded to San Jose. It was a hard few hours, but then it hit me. I'm 26, I'm in the prime of my career, so let's go out west and let's go. I played two nights later and our head coach, Ronnie Wilson, one of the best, said, Joe, just go hunt. My cousin Scott is my new left winger and a guy named Jonathan Chichu was on my right side. Jonathan had just an incredible year, so thanks Jonathan and Scott for making that memorable. Everything just clicked and it was easy to go to the rink. I felt dominant. Doug Wilson, you are our GM. Doug, thank you for turning San Jose into a destination for players to come and play. We never won the ultimate trophy, but going to the Stanley Cup final in 16 has to be the biggest highlight. Although beating Vegas in Game 7 in 2019 was pretty cool too. Peter DeBoer, Steve Spott, you know how much you mean to all the boys, and we love playing for you. I love you both. 15 years of playing with the Sharks, there are so many great teammates. Hall of Famers, Rob Blake, Jeremy Roenick, Patrick Marleau, Logan Couture, Brent Burns, Joe Pavelski, Mike Greer, Ryan Clough, Douglas Murray, Michael Haley, and so many more. My teammates weren't just on the ice, though. There were so many people and staff I have to thank. Rosemary Tibaldi, Tom Holy, Ryan Sten, Mikey Aldrich, Big Roy, Vinny, Razor, Wes Howard, Scotty Emmerich, Charlie Townsend, and so many more. Hockey teams are made up of so many people who do a lot of work that go under the radar, so thank you all. And finally, Hasso Plattner, thank you for sharing your love of hockey with the Bay Area. Being a Shark is something I'm extremely proud of, and I sure have been enjoying watching the team play this year. Macklin, I can't wait to continue Roomy Cube with you. I'll be coming in hot. From there, I spent one season in Toronto and one in Florida. Love both stops. In Toronto, such a great room. Ost, Mitchie, Willie, Freddie, Soupy, Bogo, Jaime. Thanks for keeping me young and loving on my family so much. Thanks, Bill Zito, for bringing me down to Florida. Barkey, Hubie, Rhino, Benny Ecky, Dookie Monty, Mason, and the Butcher. You guys are truly special. Hockey Canada, it was always an honor to put on the maple leaf and wear the red and white. I did it proudly. Winning the gold medal in Vancouver in 2010 was truly electric. I remember leaving the arena, and I looked to my left, and I saw a naked woman in the back of a motorcycle, waving a Canadian flag. I looked to my pregnant wife and I said, I am so proud to be Canadian. Hey, Dunks. And for that, thanks, Iggy and Sid. To all my coaches, Pat Quinn, Pat Burns, Mike Keenan, Robbie Fatorik, Mike Sullivan, Ronnie Wilson, Todd McClellan, Peter Babcock, Peter DeBoer, Bob Bugner, Sheldon Keith, Joel Quenneville, Andrew Burnett, you all challenged me in different ways and helped me elevate my game. Lastly, when Gary Bettman came out to San Jose a few years ago, I told him that he cost me $7 million because he shut down the league that year. I also told him I'm not going to give him a left hook because going to Switzerland changed my life forever. It was there I met my wife, Tamea. Thanks for rolling with me, T. I enjoy every day. I laugh, I smile, I think, I cry, all because of you. You're my best friend and a great mother to my two best buddies, Island River. I love you. River, I love you. I really am a simple man, and with the love that you three show me and our new addition, Phoebe, I know there isn't anything else in the world that I need. Thank you for everyone. This is an honor of a lifetime. Now, James, bring on the bagpipes. It's time to party. Thank you, everyone. I love you.